Okay, welcome back to this First Steps of Faith. And we're gonna just look at some very, very basic but very important components for you that have just now received Jesus. Now, the first thing that I really want to encourage you with is that God is really a God of fellowship. And the first point is really to come into a habit and a lifestyle and a journey of talking to God. That's what the Bible calls prayer. Prayer is not first and foremost coming to God with a list of things and requests, even that it's within the realm of prayer. What God is really after is your heart. He wants relationship with you. He wants fellowship with you. That is all the reason why he really sent Jesus to die on the cross, to remove and take away those things that separated you and me from him, so that we are now welcome back into a father and son or daughter relationship with him. He is a good father, and you can talk to him from your heart directly now that you have received Jesus. And he listens to you, and he has promised that he both will answer you. And that brings me to the next point. I mean, God wants to speak to you, and mainly the main source of his voice and his speaking to you is through the Bible. It's through the Word of God. God wants you to know him from heart to heart as talking to him, but he also wants to speak to you. It's not a monologue, it's not just one way, but he wants to talk to you in a way that you can relate to, that you can understand. I remember 16 years ago, I received Jesus, and I was sitting on my couch and I started to talk to God. And then I opened the Bible and I said to God, God, I was just honest, and I said, God, I really don't understand this book, but can you speak to me, please, in a way that I can understand and I can relate to? And for 16 years, this is truly have been my experience. This is what he has been doing every single day. He speaks to me right into my life, right into my situation, right where I am at, because he's a good father and he loves us. Now, the third thing that I want to encourage you to do is to tell someone about your decision that you have made of receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says that when we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. So I encourage you to find maybe a really good friend or someone that you know that are Christian or a local church nearby. Go and tell someone about this wonderful decision that you have made to give your life back to Jesus, that you have experienced, and share what you have experienced in your journey together with someone else. That is just so important. So prayer is number one, reading the Word of God. Tell someone about what God has done in your life. God bless you.